This is Sax Science Saturday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. So here's what's been happening in the past. When they had a donor who had died, who was donating a body part, and they were HIV positive, that organ, perfectly good organ, was thrown away. But that has changed now, in part due to the enactment in 2013 of the HIV Organ Policy Equity Act, or HOPE. That law repealed the ban on using organs for transplantation. Well, it's taken 3 years, but we're finally there. They took a kidney and a liver from an HIV-positive donor, and those two organs were transplanted into two HIV-positive recipients. Two people who would have very likely died had they not been able to get these organs. For the past 25 years, doctors have been unable to use organs from HIV-infected people for transplants. And even though we had a ban for 25 years, what's interesting is that both of these patients have been living with HIV for over 25 years themselves, starting at a time when HIV was almost a death sentence. Things have changed very dramatically. The FDA has made a long-awaited and long-needed change, and it's about labeling that has long been out of date and inaccurate. And that inaccuracy has been a boon to anti-choice lawmakers and advocates. The new move was announced just yesterday. It has to do with a drug called mifepristone. It has long been dubbed the abortion pill. Now, the mislabeling actually had to do with the fact that when it was first out, we didn't really understand how it worked. But over the past 16 years, we've gained a lot more understanding of how it works and how to prescribe it. The original dosage was fairly high, but it didn't take long for it to be determined that it was just as effective at a much, much lower dosage, and that it was effective later in pregnancy. But anti-choice groups had argued that they were violating FDA-approved dosages. They began getting laws passed that required doctors to use the outdated FDA method of prescribing the abortion pill, which was less safe, and because of the larger dosage, it was more expensive. So this FDA change renders those laws essentially null. They can start giving the proper FDA-prescribed dosage, which is the right one now. But it is way, way overdue. The drug was approved for use in the year 2000, but by the year 2001, more than 80% of providers were using the updated dosage information, which was based on the best science at the time. It took the FDA another 14 years to catch up to what the science was. Now, other than those particular states, nothing really changes, because pretty much everybody's using the modern dosage on this stuff. One of the important things that this change does do is it takes an important weapon out of the hands of the anti-choice extremists. Anti-choice extremism makes for very bad health policy, something they're finding out in Brazil right now, where they're dealing with the Zika virus. Women on the Web is an international abortion advocacy organization, and they're sending free abortion pills to Venezuela, Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, and other Zika-infected countries. Those are all countries where abortion is illegal. And so far, they've received over 20,000 emails from women in those countries begging to be sent abortion pills because they've contracted the virus and they're pregnant and they don't want to be forced to give birth to a baby who will suffer. In Brazil, though, it's not gone so well. Women on the Web have discovered that officials have confiscated almost everything they've shipped. Brazil is a country where already more than 4,000 women have given birth to babies born with shrunken skulls and uncertain futures. Women there are turning to illegal abortions, and they're dying. Even if the abortion is successful, the woman there, if caught, can face 3 years in prison. But in Brazil, government officials are acting rapidly to deal with the situation. A new bill that they are working on aims to increase minimum sentences to 4.5 years if the court finds a woman had an abortion because her child was going to have fetal brain damage. It's a nightmare for women in Latin America, but it's also important for us in this country, because we have three candidates on the Republican side who have made it clear that they do not see Brazil as a disaster and would probably implement similar laws right here in the United States. We seriously need to lighten things up here. So let's cover the topic of sleeping naked, because it's the right thing to do for your health. Okay, maybe sleeping in a loose-fitting nightgown would be okay, but underwear? Absolutely terrible for you to sleep in. For women, sleeping in their underwear creates a perfect breeding ground for bacteria and yeast. And of course, for women going through menopause, wearing things to bed is a terrible idea, because you get hot when you have the night sweats. You gotta take that stuff off. Best to have it off in the first place. Then if you get hot, you just take the covers off. You get cold again, you put the covers back on. Going to be much less disruptive of your sleep. Now, the bacteria problem is the same for men. Wearing underwear is just a breeding ground for bacteria. It's not really a good idea. And it's also not a good idea for sperm production, because, let's be frank, your testicles want to hang free. They're part of a system that keeps your testicles at the right temperature to optimize sperm production. Wearing underwear to bed is not an optimal environment, because it just gets things too warm. So for men who might want to father a child, sleeping naked is the smart thing to do. Well, actually, for a couple of reasons. The second being because it facilitates making love. It's much easier. And that's true for everyone. If you're both already naked, moving on to the next step is that much simpler. And don't give me that stuff about, oh, well, it's sexier to wear this. You don't see it. It's all under the covers when you get started. So, go ahead. Sleep naked. You're just following doctor's orders.